split out wide, and Tom came to you in that game. Were you surprised when he did?
I just had to be there and do my job and be ready when the ball came. I mean, sometimes I'm not exactly his first couple of reads, but if he needs me to, just outlet the ball and just kind of dump it out to me, then I'll be there and try my best.
Almost scored a touchdown.
Yeah, a little bit.
43 snaps the other day, season high by far. How much did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was really great. I mean, as a competitor, you want to be out there every play and, kind of get into the role of the game. So it was a lot of fun being out there and just kind of competing with my brothers.
Ball carriers talk about they get stronger, better, maybe more. They see the ball. Is it the same with a blocking guy like you?
I think you
get in a rhythm?
Yeah, you kind of get into the flow of the game. You kind of understand, how guys are playing and just starting to see the game a little bit better. And, I think... Anybody in this locker room who, gets more playing time, I think that kind of holds true.
James, what are the takeaways from the first meeting with the Jets looking ahead to this next game? And how is this matchup unusual from other division games? Sometimes there's a big difference. Like the Dolphins played them really early and played them late. Mm-hmm. The Jets, it's really two games in a very short span of time.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some carryover, but there's also some new things that we have to prepare for. And they have a very good defense, a very good up front, and David Harris has been a stud in there for a long, long time. And so we just got to be ready to go. We got to go over what happened that first game, what's happened since, and just be ready to go.
Thank you very much.